But as we mentioned, we're going to be speaking about unclaimed property. And I'm going to let David kind of talk about the historicity of the act, and then we'll talk a little bit more about our specific program.
Unclaimed property, when I came to the controller's office 2 years ago, I was vaguely aware of unclaimed property and what it was. There's a website, you can check your name. I didn't realize how big it was, and Brian will tell you some of the numbers, but we get approximately $600 million reported to us each year. It's a big number. And we have something like $5 billion that we keep track of that people can claim. It's really interesting in terms of law, not because there's a lot of case law, but because there isn't. Historically, the basis of unclaimed property is from the feudal England times when the crown owned all property and property couldn't be vacant. And if there were no heirs, the crown would get it. That came through the American Revolution, came to the states. But in Texas, it's actually a statutory creature. We've had a unclaimed property statute of some sort since the 1880s. And it is, as I say, statutory in nature. The cases that we have currently are really about the holder side. This is the people who have to send us money, and arguments between the states about which state will get the money. There are very few cases interpreting the property code. This is, by the way, is found in Property Code Chapters 71 through 77 for your information. From my perspective, that means, in a way, as the program attorney for the program.